First, Wisconsin tops the nation for black unemployment, according to a new report from the Economic Policy Institute. At nearly 20% unemployment, it's almost double the national average of 11%. The report also looked at the rate at which different racial groups in the country are recovering from the recession and what unemployment rates might look like for the coming year. The author of that study joins us now. Valerie Wilson is the director of the Program on Race, Ethnicity, and the Economy at the Economic Policy Institute. Valerie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, your report shows Wisconsin has the highest black unemployment rate in the country at almost 20%. How does that look compared against the rest of the country?
Well, yeah. In fact, you know, Wisconsin does have the highest rate in the country. There are a few others that are not far behind Wisconsin. Second is Nevada at 16.1%, Michigan at 15.8%, and then the District of Columbia at 15.7%.
Now, can you put those numbers into a bit of context for us? How does that compare with joblessness during the recession, where we're looking to recover from?
So in each of those states, the unemployment rate remains above where it was before the recession. That is actually the case in all but two states in the nation in terms of the black unemployment rate. Those rates are much higher in Wisconsin. But still, in most states, the African-American unemployment rate has yet to recover.
Now, among the states that you looked at with high black unemployment rates, specifically Wisconsin, are you left with a sense of why those rates are still so high?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the economy in each state. So the three states that are at the top of the list, were hit pretty hard during the recession. And so overall, unemployment increased during that period. But it is especially high for African Americans when you consider that the populations tend to be more concentrated within those states, within large cities. And, for example, Milwaukee has a disproportionate share of manufacturing jobs, which we know took the hardest hit during the recession. We also know that there's higher shares of African Americans with less than a college degree in many of these states, and so those populations continue to struggle with being reemployed in the recovery.
So are these states that have these higher rates of black joblessness, you're saying they're also seeing lagging economic recovery across the board?
Yes, in many of them, that's the case. But in other instances, again, I think it's a matter of the labor market being stratified in terms of the kinds of jobs that are growing and just differences in the population that's seeking employment.
Is there a profile of states like Wisconsin with high African-American jobless numbers when it comes to other factors? You get a more complete picture if you look at things like, say, infant mortality and poverty and incarceration.
Well, again, across the nation, you know, there are higher rates of incarceration for African-Americans than other groups. But I would say that, I think that you tend to see, again, higher rates of concentrated poverty in large urban centers, lower levels of education among the African-American population. And I say lower levels. Again, nationally, that tends to be the case, but I think the gaps are much wider in these states where we see the higher black unemployment rates. And so there are a number of factors playing into why the rates are so high in these areas. And on top of that, just in terms of the how hard the state economy or even the city's economy was hit during the recession.
Now, just to zoom in on the Midwest for a moment, Wisconsin isn't the only Midwestern state that has these high African-American unemployment numbers. There's Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri. They all had high rates as well. Wisconsin was at the bottom of that pack. But what are the dynamics at play in the region in general, in the Midwest?
Again, I would say a lot of that has to do with the fact that manufacturing took such a hit in the recession. And those were jobs, pretty well-paying jobs that were available for working-class Americans. And working-class, I'm saying people with less than a college degree. The fact that those industries were hit especially hard and have lagged in recovery That has factored into why we're seeing such wide unemployment rate disparities by race in the Midwest in particular.
What data did you look at to come up with these numbers?
So the data that we use comes from the current population survey, which is the data that's available each month to give us our national statistics on unemployment rates. But we also used another BLS data source, the local area unemployment statistics, that focuses specifically on state unemployment rates. And between the two of these, we looked at the ratio of the unemployment rate for specific racial subpopulation in an area over the last 6 months to sort of smooth things out, because the unemployment rate tends to bounce around. And then we used those ratios with the local area unemployment statistics to estimate our state unemployment rates by race. The Bureau of Labor Statistics provides state unemployment rates by race, but only on an annual basis. And so our quarterly estimates and our projections for the fourth quarter of 2015 are developed through EPI's methodology for estimating those.
Now, just looking at the unemployment numbers, as I understand it, doesn't always tell the whole picture, because it doesn't include people who've left the workforce. So if we included those people back into the sample, does that mean that Wisconsin's numbers for black unemployment would be even worse?
Oh, absolutely. You'd see a much higher jobless rate, or, you know, what some people call the real rate of unemployment. Part of what I did in the study, beyond just looking at unemployment rates, because we know that the unemployment rate can fall if unemployed workers stop looking and therefore cease to be counted. But one of the other indicators that I looked at is the employment population ratio, and that's the share of the working age population with a job. So in the case of Wisconsin, at the same time that we saw the unemployment rate increase, we also saw a decline in that employment population ratio, pointing out the fact that there, in fact, was less employment opportunity available to African Americans in that state.
So what does that tell you big picture when you look at that that factor that you're adding in now?
Well, that says, in Wisconsin in particular, we know that the increase in the black unemployment rate came about because there's been a loss of employment, at least over the last year. So that's from 2013 to 2014. In some other states where we saw the unemployment rate decline, in some we did not see on the other side an increase in that employment population ratio, indicating that that decline, you know, may be affected by people leaving the workforce. But in others, we saw that at the same time that unemployment rate declined, that we did see an increase in employment. So it's really a mixed picture across the country that to me really tells the story of differing degrees or variance in the pace of recovery across different states.
Stepping back now to get the big picture, your report looks at how different groups of people are recovering from the recession, not just African Americans. What did you find big picture?
So in terms of looking at, you know, each of the groups, we found that whites and Latinos are much closer, again, to pre-recession unemployment rates than African Americans are, although there's still some room there, are still some progress that needs to be made in order to say that we're at a full recovery. And even for those groups that are closer to recovery nationally, that varies by state.
And you also look at Hispanics and Asians in particular. You said they're doing better. Hispanics are. How would you say, or why would you say that is the case right now?
Well, part of it has to do with the fact that for each group, we are not able to observe the data for all states because it's just based on the population size in that state, and the fact that the current population survey is a survey, so it doesn't interview every individual. It's just a sample of households. So we have different sets of states that we're able to observe for each group. But again, nationally, what we tend to see in terms of unemployment rates is that whites and Asians typically have the lowest unemployment rates, and that's in good economic times and bad, African Americans typically have the highest, and Latinos fall somewhere in the middle.
We're talking with Valerie Wilson right now about rates of African-American unemployment in Wisconsin and beyond. And Valerie, your report, what did you find as far as the gap goes between African-Americans and whites nationally?
So nationally, the black-white unemployment rate gap is, you know, nearly 2-1. And, you know, it's been nearly 2-1 since the Bureau of Labor Statistics has been reporting those. It's a little above that now, maybe 2.1. You know, but that's typically the case. Where we tend to get more variation is when we go down to the state level and look at that. So, for example, some of the largest gaps are in, for example, the District of Columbia, where the black unemployment rate is nearly five times, or more than five times, the white unemployment rate in our nation's capital.
And just briefly, you projected declining unemployment for 2015. Do you think that's going to help these numbers for minority groups who are still dealing with high unemployment?
The decline in the unemployment rate over the last year, and we know that last year was the strongest labor market year in terms of job growth that we've seen in the recovery. We, in fact, saw that unemployment rates fell more for African Americans and Latinos, and that those improvements in the unemployment rate were accompanied by improvements in the employment population ratio. So we saw a larger share of those populations being employed at the same time that we saw an increase in the labor force participation, so people were being drawn into the labor force, all of which are good indicators. So assuming that we continue along that same path, and the projections that we use indicate that we are expected to have about that same pace of job growth over the next year, we would tend to see that the rates would fall more for African Americans, although it still wouldn't get us back to pre-recession unemployment rates.
Valerie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Valerie Wilson, director of the Program on Race, Ethnicity, and the Economy at the Economic Policy Institute. Her latest report shows that Wisconsin tops the nation in black unemployment. Coming up, 2015 TED Prize winner and StoryCorps founder Dave Isay joins us to share how he hopes to make the ability to record and share individual life stories available to the world. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.